God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for today is coming from the Gospel reading of St. John, chapter 8, especially verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. This is especially our text for today. The title of today's message, again, picks up on one of my favorite TV shows, that of Doctor Who. Doctor Who was a Time Lord, and being a Time Lord, he was able to do something different. He was able to travel through time. In one essence, we have another person traveling through time in our gospel reading. The person who I'm thinking of, not only do you have Christ, who you could say is time, time eternal, but you have Abraham. Now, I will admit that might be a little hard for our minds to comprehend of, especially so early in the morning. But one of the reasons why Abraham is very important, at least especially for the people of Israel, was that the people of Israel realized that the promise was given to Abraham. And it was his promise, God's promise to Abraham, that made Abraham into a great nation, the people of Israel. And so when the Jewish leaders were challenging Jesus and challenging his authority and challenging what he said, Jesus picks up on Abraham. And in one essence tells the religious leaders, oh, by the way, Abraham time traveled. They didn't quite comprehend what Jesus was saying, because at the end of our text, they decided to pick up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. At least they understood one thing. What Jesus was telling them, they didn't want to hear. What was it? That Jesus is truly God. Before Abraham was, I am. Using that phrase, I am, in the Hebrew, basically means God. They didn't like the response. Why? Because Jesus was telling them something they didn't want to believe and trust in. They wanted to believe and trust that a Messiah would come to deliver them from the Romans, to give them physical peace on earth, so to speak, to make their nation the mighty and the greatest nation. Jesus wasn't advocating that, so they concluded he must not be the Messiah. Instead, Jesus now uses the word of our text. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Now, we might take those English words and go over them really, really quickly. But unpacking a little bit more of the Greek language here that they were written in, your father Abraham rejoiced is probably the correct way of describing it. But now let me add a little bit more nuance to that. How did Abraham rejoice that he would see my day? Christ saying, this is my day. Well, first of all, we have to go back in time. We might say that Abraham and Christ never coexisted at the same time, but they did. You have to remember, Christ is eternal. But what would be the day of Christ? Would it be his crucifixion? Not necessarily, because that was in the future when these words, based on the words that were spoken. And by the way, at the crucifixion, no one but Satan was rejoicing. Humanity would rejoice 3 days later. No, there was another time of rejoicing, and maybe your memory will go back to the time of Christmas, in which the baby was born, Jesus, and the heavens rejoiced. Is that the rejoicing that Abraham is being referenced to? Probably. But now, how do you make the connection here? Abraham died many, many years before the birth of Christ. The connection here is what happens when any believer dies. What happens when someone dies in today's world who believes and trusts in Jesus Christ? Do we not say that they are with Christ here and now? Jesus would say those words to the thief on the cross, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." So if Abraham, as a believer and trusted in the promises of God, died, he is now with Christ, is he not? And if he is now with Christ, was he there when Christ was born? The angels of heaven shouted for joy and rejoiced. Abraham was with them. In a special way, not that he was physically present. I don't want you to have pictures in the back of your mind that there was Abraham now petting the donkey. Okay? Please get rid of them. But Abraham, his soul is now connected to Christ. In one essence, this is what we believe. Eternal life, is it not? But sometimes we keep thinking of eternal life being for those, you know, those dead people. It's something for a life hereafter. And we miss the connection. And so what we do is we usually think in the back of our mind that eternal life is just something that's out there. Today, Jesus gives us a clue. Eternal life, or the way I usually like to say it, life eternal, is here and now. You see, when you are connected to Christ, you will do a little bit of this time traveling. For Abraham, he lived and he died trusting in the promises of God. He's now connected to Christ. And so, yes, he would be rejoicing when all heavens rejoice. The birth of the Savior. God's promise realized. God's plan of salvation for the world now taking on flesh and blood. And in 30-some years would go to the cross, suffer and die, and complete that plan of salvation. For us today, we have to quickly realize the same dilemma that the Jews were facing in the back of their mind. How can you have life eternal here and now? How can Abraham, who lived many years ago, rejoice with Christ in seeing his day? He saw it and was glad. And in one essence, kind of rejoicing even now. Maybe you want to call it time travel. If you do, then I have to add one little exception to it. You can't go back in time. You see, once you're connected to Christ, you're connected with Christ here and now. So is Abraham with us here and now? The answer is yes. Not because Abraham is so special, but because he is connected to Christ, who is eternal. Today, the day of Trinity, we mark learning a little bit more about this Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. We say that is the Trinity, but we need to realize that God transcends all time. He had no beginning, he had no end. And for those of us who had a beginning, this is beyond our imagination. But the Trinity is not just some heady thought. Just as the Jews needed to realize that Abraham is with Christ, saw his birth, rejoiced and was glad, that same Abraham and Christ and all believers in Christ are with us to this day. Because wherever there is Christ, there is also those who are connected to him. We're in the second half of the church year. And in the second half of the church year, we usually talk more about the church. And what better way to begin it than with the Feast of Pentecost, and then also with the Feast of the Holy Trinity. To remind us that special connectivity we now have because of Christ. Because we are connected to Christ, we have life here and now, and that life is eternal, that goes on now forever and ever. It's a life that doesn't end. So like Abraham, who is connected to Christ here and now, we also are connected with Abraham and with the rest of Christendom for time and eternity. This is especially true when we come and we receive what we call the Lord's Supper. Another way of describing that is Holy Communion. Who are we communing with? We are communing with Christ. Not just Christ alone. Also those who are connected to Christ. The thief on the cross. Fellow believers who are living now. And those who have also died, we are connected with. This is the special relationship we have with the Trinity. We are now connected with God. Yet within this connection, as the Athanasian Creed reminds us, there are some distinctions, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but yet one God. For us as Christians, we take this connectivity to heart. We realize that, yes, we are now connected with Christ because of what he has done through holy baptism. He makes us and puts us into his family, and he keeps us, the role of the Holy Spirit. So does it make much difference in the life of our existence? The answer is yes. We realize very quickly that we are not alone, but we have God with us, connected to us. And God also wants us to share this special connectivity, so to speak, with all those around us. We got to remember, people are not the enemy. People are created by God. And God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. But too often we want to place special limitations upon it. We might think that people just can't get connected to Christ by who they are. This is not true. Notice the dialogue that Jesus had with the Jewish leaders. The Jewish leaders were about ready to say, "You have a demon. You are opposed to who God is." And Jesus says, "No, he is not. He does not have a demon. Actually, he is God." And strangely enough, they were the ones who were opposed to him. Jesus would eventually die on the cross to forgive the sins of the whole entire world. That is, all believers, including those religious leaders who didn't trust in him. Christ is still reaching out to make that contact with them. So this day, as the church celebrates Holy Trinity, yes, we have to fess up and understand that we'll never have this whole concept of the Trinity completely realized. We know what Scripture says, and if we read it, and we read it carefully, and it is a very difficult concept. But thanks be to God. He is the one that comes and reaches out to us. He is the one that takes on human flesh and blood. He is the one that gives us this faith. We just trust in what Christ has done. On this day of the Holy Trinity, we ask God to continue to keep us in this faith. Help us to remember the promises of God in all times. And if we ever feel alone or forgotten, to realize that we're not really alone. We are connected to Christ. Connected to Christ not just on Sunday morning, but each and every day of our physical life, and now, through the end of time, which there won't be an end. Yes, in one essence, some people have speculated that time travel is not possible. I will admit, one of my favorite fictional TV shows, of course, was Doctor Who. But when you're connected to Christ, I know that because Christ lives forever, we will also live forever. So if you want to call that time travel, then I guess we are time traveling with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.